Let's talk about self-storage in these bad times. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy. And the Quick Start Academy houses the training that I offer. The newest course in the Quick Start Academy is Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or Quick Start Academy. So here are a few headlines you'll see in the self-storage space news today. Rental rates drop 30% in many markets. Sales transactions down 57% first two quarters of 2023. Interest rates are rising. Construction costs up 40%. These are just some of the headlines you'll see. And yes, they're all true, but that's not always the complete story. Yes, in many markets, street rates are down 30%. That's primarily driven by the REITs with their algorithm. But what that headline doesn't tell you is that typically once someone moves in at the street rate, their rent in a matter of months is usually brought up 50, sometimes 100%. Sales transactions are down 57%. However, so inventory's down too. So it's not always a complete picture, and many of us don't do the research or don't do the critical thinking necessary to put everything kind of in perspective. Now, I don't want to say that these aren't challenging times, but really, I've never been through a time where it isn't challenging. Even in the quote, boom times, it can be quite challenging. Why? Well, because there's a lot of dumb money out there buying a lot of product, driving prices up, and it's hard to make deals work. There's always a challenge when you're getting in or growing your self-storage business. I love what Tony Robbins says. He didn't really create this, but he's brought it back to light here recently. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people, and strong people create good times. Now just think about that for a minute. Kind of another turn on the real estate cycle, perhaps. Let me relate that to storage over the past 10 to 15 years. Yes, you can definitely see it. In 2008, challenging times. Self-storage occupancy dropped. Only dropped by 8%, but it dropped. Self-storage rates went down. Didn't go down a lot, but they went down. Credit tightened up. It was hard to do a deal. It was hard to get financing on a deal. Then slowly, the recession moved into recovery. I remember I was being told by the media that we are now in recovery. It sure didn't feel like recovery in 2009, 2010, but we were in recovery. But slowly, the market started to pick up. Financing came back. And what happened was self-storage did perform so well compared to other asset classes during the 2008 recession that a lot of money started pouring in to the self-storage space. It caught the eye of Wall Street. People who had never even thought about self-storage, knew nothing about self-storage, said, wow, self-storage could be a good asset class to invest in. And invest they did. In 2012 through 2015, I mean, I've said it, all you really had to do was open the doors and turn the lights on, and you were gonna fill up. And then all the money started pouring in. Prices went up. Cap rates went down. And I can remember saying in many of these videos that there's really no reason for us to have a hard landing in this space. There's enough data out there. We all know now how much supply is currently in a trade area, and there's absolutely no reason. Why would anybody put more square footage in an already overbuilt trade area?
Is it possible to have a soft landing rather than have a bubble burst in the self-storage industry today? The data is at your fingertips. You don't have to guess. You can know the health and the supply demand of your submarket. Now, if every investor does that, then yes, you can have a soft landing.
Boy, was I wrong. When times were good, people got weak. My theory is that much of the money that went into the self-storage space was driven by fees and having to deploy money and get big, massive projects going because they sucked up a lot of the capital that they had to get out the door. And what was driving a lot of this self-storage growth were the fees that were generated by doing transactions. Weak. Now, interest rates have doubled. A lot of storage space in lease up on the market. Construction costs have gone up. It's going to take something now today to get in and grow your self-storage business. However, what you won't read in the media is that 68% of all Fortune 1000 companies were created either during a recession or during a depression. Both brands that I sold off between 2018 and 2020 were started in the 08 recession. Strong people not only create the good times, as Tony would say, they also are able to navigate and take advantage of whatever is going on in the market today. In many ways, we're only limited by our creativity. There are going to be a lot of properties that are already being sold below replacement costs. There's going to be a lot of opportunities I've already written about of new CO projects that have to be sold. And downturns in the economy, contracting activity in the marketplace creates a lot of opportunities. So what about, be specific, Mark, what are you talking about? Well, I talked about it a couple weeks ago in one of the articles. Much of the CO property, buildings that are built that have just started lease up, that were underwritten when interest rates were 4%, now they're 7 or 8%. The banks are now telling those developers, you've either got to put money in the deal or you've got to get rid of the project. So you're seeing a lot of these projects hit the market as soon as the lease up starts. Go to the bank. I know one guy goes to the bank, says, look, I can't pay what they're asking, but here's what I can pay. And because this is the real value of it based on how long it's going to take me to lease up and what the current street rates are and what the value is going to be when I'm done. And the banks will understand that. If you sell it to me at this price, I will buy another property that you've already foreclosed on, a bank-owned property. I'll get another property off your books. By the way, you have to put the loan on that one. But I'll take a property off your hands if you will rewrite the loan on this project and let me create something that actually works in the marketplace. I've seen people grow their portfolios tremendously by that. I've also found what a seller, once he sells his storage facility, what he wants to go into. I found the replacement property and bought it in such a way that I could exchange it into the storage facility at a value that worked for me on the storage facility and have that seller step into something that was possibly yielding him more than he anticipated his replacement property was going to be. I've done that before. There's a lot of opportunity where you can get hard money financing for all or part of it during recessionary times. There's also opportunities where you can get the seller to hold a portion of it on very soft terms until you do your value add play, refinance it where interest rates are probably going to be lower, and then pay the seller off and give them a bonus at that time. There's a lot of opportunities and ways to structure transactions that you got to think through and create that are a win for the seller and are a win for you and allows you to get properties at prices other than the 5 and 6 caps we've been seeing for years and years. If all you know how to do is to find listed property and submit offers prior to the call for offers, hoping you get a good deal, then maybe these are, quote, bad times for you. In the next week's episode, I'm going to go into detail and do a case study on just how we were able to buy a self-storage facility in 2008. We closed on it February 2008. I don't know if you remember what was happening in February 2008, but the whole world was imploding at that time. And we did it after we lost the investors going into the deal and after we lost the financing that we had in place for that storage facility. And I'll do a case study on how we closed on that deal. There are a host of strategies that can be employed today, but more importantly than the strategies are the thinking. Getting beyond the headlines, doing the deep thinking, and looking at the opportunities that this particular economic environment offers us as small investors in the self-storage space. We are only limited by our creativity and our ability to think through different options. Bad times make strong people. Are you going to be one of the strong people as you get in or grow your self-storage business? Let's muscle up and take advantage of some of the opportunities that these, quote, bad times in self-storage have to offer us. Next week, we'll do a deep dive into a case study, and maybe that could help you some more, too. Anyway, thank you very much. I'm excited about what the next 6 months holds, and I look forward to being with you next week, and I'll see you then.